You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with some challenge, USA Exit Press. And today we are going to talk with the second pair eliminated from Challenge USA, and that is going to be Tiffany and Cashel. It was a little bit of a shocking surprise to have them one in the elimination, and then ultimately eliminated. And here to join us is one of the co-hosts of our challenge wrap up here on Rob's podcast, Brian Cohen. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing great. Big upset last night. Very surprising result all the way around. So very curious to see what they have to say about it.
Yeah, big upset last night. And I'm big upset because also did not want to see this outcome so early on. Nothing against the Amazing Race team. But I really thought that Tiffany, especially, you know, and I'm a real sucker for, she was all over the posters for this. I'm like, okay, oh, here's one of the stars of the show.
Yeah, they had us full all the way around. I think they must have shown every single clip they possibly could in the trailer of Tiffany in the two episodes that she was in, because I thought she was here for the long haul, but yeah. She was not.
All right, so once again, I will have the exit interviews coming for you on Thursday mornings. Brian and Ali will have their recap of the Challenge USA coming up later in the day on Thursdays. Make sure you subscribe to our Challenge podcast feed. RobHasAWebsite.com/challenge feed for that. It looks like that we have Tiffany and Cashel on the line. Let's go ahead and patch them in. Hey, Tiffany Cashel, this is Rob Cesternino and Brian Cohen with Rob Has a Podcast. Very sad to see you both out on the challenge this week. And it was a big shock. What was the most surprising thing for the both of you watching the episode back and seeing what everybody had to say?
Well, you know, I wasn't expecting my girl Shan and Desi to like completely throw me under the bus with rumors. And, you know, I would have wished I would have done better in that elimination.
You know, watching it back, the only thing, it was all pretty right on the money. Everybody was talking ish about Tiffany, like for days leading up to that. I was pretty slept on until it came to like the physical aspect of everything, but you really didn't see how many times I went up that ladder, because I think I went up more than anybody else, and that was hard.
The ladder was honestly the hardest part.
Yeah. Forearm workout.
Cashel, so we saw last week both Tyson and Angela were pretty loyal to their shows, not wanting to toss them in. But Justine obviously was played a part in throwing you in. Were you surprised that there wasn't that show loyalty that you faced this week?
No. Something that you also didn't really get to see too much was that there was a hard rift, a certain divide between Love Island boys and Love Island girls. Giovanni seemed to be the only one who was safe in that regard. But me and Cinco, we were the ex-boyfriends who did, you know, oh, it's so hard to be around them and they just did us so dirty and blah, 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 blah. And so, me and Kira were actually totally fine living in there together, but every other Love Island girl was actually very rude to me. And it was, made me uncomfortable. Honestly, I was just like, you don't fuck with me, I don't fuck with you, and I'll just stay in my lane. And so I felt no loyalty to them. And they really didn't do a good job of trying to recruit two of the biggest assets, me and Cinco, to their cause, because they pretty much just talked shit about us the entire time.
Tiffany, do you feel that you were unfairly targeted here in this game, where people were looking at you like you were the mastermind a la from Big Brother last summer? Or do you feel like that, yeah, you did have that much going on and it was a good idea to go after you?
I don't think that I was the biggest threat and the challenge at all.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of the smallest people and one of the oldest women. I mean, everyone in there has some form of strategy, masterminding. Alyssa's like, oh, she's still playing big brother. You're the one bringing it up, still calling me a mastermind. I'm not doing anything. I'm just making connections like everyone else in this house. So I don't, you know, for them to target me when they had so many other options to choose from, but I wouldn't expect Tyson to put in anyone from Survivor. And Survivor did just have the strongest women, but I was definitely not the strongest, but I do understand him targeting, or not necessarily targeting me, but putting me in due to the algorithm. We could have gotten paired together and maybe he was afraid of that. Maybe he was afraid that I wouldn't be as strong of a person to pair with.
And Tiffany, we saw Alyssa and Derek both talk about in the premiere wanting, you know, a little bit of revenge for the cookout about, you know, them losing in Big Brother. So what was your sense of what your relationship was with both of them going into this season? Did you think you'd be pretty strong allies, or did you get a little wary about where they stood with you? What was kind of your sense with both of them heading into this season?
I thought DX and I would have been closer. I definitely still love him the way I loved him on Big Brother. I never would have targeted him. I didn't expect him to not want me there or to not feel comfortable with me. Alyssa, I thought we had a mutual respect. I thought we would work together. If we had communicated better in the house, I would have thought that we were working together, but I was kind of aware that we weren't because she wasn't talking any game to me.
Hmm. Did the show portray this accurately, that Cash really seemed to be a person who seemed threatened by the friendship that Tiffany, you had with Cinco, and that was a reason why that you ended up in the elimination?
Cash will answer that.
Yes. Short answer, yes. Cachet was spinning webs and yarns about Tiffany from day one. I was actually rather surprised at how intimidated Cachet was of Tiffany. That was her number one target. It was kind of like, Cash, you don't know this person. How are you so sure that all of this is happening? But she was intimidated. She was scared. She was scared of Tiffany for sure.
I felt it. When we first got to Argentina, I felt it. And I felt it from all the other girls, too. Like, I mean, I've been in high school before. I can tell when a group of girls are talking and everybody's looking like, oh, it's her. Oh, that's her. Oh, yeah, look at her. You know, you can tell I'm a smart woman. Mm-hmm. This is not my first rodeo. Not my second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. I'm going to be quiet. But, you know, I've been on this rodeo before.
If you have to say that you're a master manipulator out loud,
mm-hmm.
you're
probably not a master manipulator.
Tiffany, we saw a very cool scene of you and Tyson talking, kind of like, you know, the two giants of each show. What was like your pitch to him to try to keep yourself safe? And do you think looking back, you could have done anything different to try to protect yourself there?
In that conversation, I felt that Tyson and I had really bonded. We had been hanging out, honestly, before that. Me and Tyson had kind of... I like Tyson on a personal level. Like, he's a really cool dude. We've got the same weird sense of humor. He got my jokes. I got his. When we had that conversation, I was just, you know, I didn't feel like I was a target of his. I did not have a conversation with Justine. And if I could go back, I'd probably have a conversation with Justine. I just didn't think that she was going to affect who was going to go into elimination that much. But I should have realized that Tyson would go with what was easiest to keep blood off of his hands. And so my only regret is not having a conversation with Justine. Not that I didn't think about it. I just knew that the Love Island girls did not want me there. And I felt that she was playing for them.
I know we don't have a ton of time left, but I would love to know, is there anything else that's important that we didn't get to see on the show that you think would help us really get a better picture of what's going on there at the house?
I don't know. I mean, I know I lost that elimination because they didn't adjust my seat. Them pedals was too low. I'm only 5'2". They do not care if you fit on a machine or not. I sprained my ankle. And those girls just, to be 20 again.
they certainly showed the drama, but you didn't see the nice part. everybody was getting along so well. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. I was getting along very well with everybody because I was staying in my lane and I was not engaging.
They didn't see that night terror you had. See, Cashel had a night terror and woke up the whole house and they said, oh, he got to go.
Yeah, they were like, we can't sleep with this guy in the house. We got to get him out of here.
Yeah. Well, so nice to get to talk to the both of you here today. And yeah, yes. Tiffany, always a pleasure to get to talk with you. Mm-hmm. And all the best and everything outside the show. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Great meeting you both.
Thank you.
Yeah, take care.
Bye. All right, Brian, there you have it. That was Tiffany and Cashel.
Yeah, great to hear from them, but I wish, it was many weeks later we were hearing from them, unfortunately.
Yeah, I really was surprised going into the elimination last night where I was like, okay, well, all right, it's definitely going to be the Amazing Race team. So, kudos to Kayla and James for pulling it out. But yeah, definitely was not prepared coming into today to talk with Tiffany, especially this early out.
Yeah, very surprising.
Yeah, any big takeaways for you from the interview?
Yeah, interesting to see the rift amongst the Love Islanders. I don't think that was fully picked up on the show between the guys and the girls. So that kind of explains a little bit more about how this all went down.
Yeah, and I know you and Allie always do a great job covering the challenge social media. And so should be a very exciting recap when you two record later on today.
Well, funny enough, we actually already recorded, so it's already in the books.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Looking forward to that. All right. So for more challenge coverage, of course, check out Brian Alley's full recap of the episode. That's at robinswebsite.com/challenge feed. Brian, anything else for you?
No, just great to meet Tiffany. Hope we get to see her again on TV pretty soon. But, we'll see. They were both great. They were both great.
Yeah. One of these days, somebody's going to let her get to the end of one of these games.
Yeah. Jacob Jones was very heartbroken on Twitter. I don't know if you saw, he started all Twitter spaces.
He
was very upset.
No internet last night. And so I had to caught up on everything that went on this morning. So it was a big night to miss. A lot of stuff when I came back. Anyway, we are going to have a full recap of whatever happens on Big Brother tonight as well. Live after the episode, which is going to be 1 hour later than it was last season. So look for us at 10:15 p.m. Eastern time for our Big Brother recap, plus everything else that we have going on for you, including an interview with the challenge's own Azza that was done on Wednesday with myself and Taryn Armstrong. That's all up at robinswebsite.com. Make sure you subscribe to robinswebsite.com/subscribe. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Getting caught in the wrong shoes can interrupt your plans for the day, like when that 10% chance of rain ends up looking more like 100%. When the transition to fall and winter feels more like experiencing every season on the same day, there's the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Cross off errands with the splash protection on the Wool Runner Mizzle. Dash through cold and wet weather with all-conditioned traction and reflective details on the Wool Dasher Mizzle. Or upgrade to next-level protection with the Mudguard on the Wool Runner Up Mizzle Plus. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.